while AI can help you in so many ways, it is so important to not lose yourself, your personality, your authenticity, and your voice in the process of using it. I love taking it as a starting point and then running with it.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Please tell me that I'm not the only one that when something becomes super popular and everyone begins talking about it, I say a silent prayer of like, please just let this idea die so I don't have to learn another thing. I've felt that way about cryptocurrency. I felt that way about TikTok, and I almost felt that way about artificial intelligence or AI. So what is happening in the world of AI and what does this mean for us? Well, it was something at first that I prayed would die so that I didn't have to learn it. But the more that I started digging into it, the more I got curious about it. I mean, AI is the thing that everyone seems to be talking about, but no one seems to really understand how it works. Or is that just me? Either way, if you've been on social media lately, I'm sure that you've noticed that artificial intelligence has quickly become the talk of the business world. It kind of felt like overnight, everyone and their tech-savvy mother started using ChatGPT for everything from creating meal plans and grocery lists to writing resumes and job descriptions. But if you're like me, the first question that I had when experimenting with these platforms was, this is so cool, but what exactly can my team and I use this for in our business? Sometimes it can be a bit intimidating to stare at a blank screen or a search bar with endless possibilities, which is exactly why I wanted to record this episode for you today after my team and I have done plenty of research and trial and error ourselves. It is no secret that AI can be a massive time saver for small businesses. Using tools like ChatGPT, Swell AI, Copymatic, Jasper, and so many more can allow you to work smarter, not harder. And once you master the art of using them to your advantage, you're going to get more time back in your day to do what it is that you really love. Now, if there's one thing that we can all agree on, it is that we could all use more time. Am I right? So without further ado, keep listening for 10 easy ways to use AI for your business today. And no, I did not use AI to write this podcast outline, although there is an app for that. So let's dive on in to artificial intelligence. If you love Gold Digger, then you'll love the Side Hustle Pro podcast hosted by Nikayla Matthews Okome, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Side Hustle Pro showcases diverse entrepreneurs who have scaled from a humble side hustle to a full-blown profitable business. Every week, you'll learn actionable strategies to start small and get going wherever and whoever you are. In Nikayla's recent episode titled, How to Make Content for Your Business in Less Than 1 Hour a Week, I learned so much about how to optimize recording sessions to get content done quicker, as well as new content creation tech and tools. You have to tune in. Listen to Side Hustle Pro wherever you get your podcasts. So first, I want to give you 10 different ideas and ways that you can use AI in your business today. And then I'm going to talk about some of the things that you might not have thought about when it comes to using artificial intelligence, which is the legalities and how to get the right outputs, like how to make it truly valuable for you. I'm excited to dive into some of those tips and tricks that I've learned along the way. So first, let's talk about the ideas. So idea number one is this. You can use AI to help you generate any type of copy or content in your business. I'm talking email newsletters, blog posts, show notes. You know what they say, give AI a subject and it'll write whatever you want. Okay, maybe they don't actually say that, but I am saying that. The AI tools I mentioned earlier are incredible at writing copy around a certain topic in your business. You can give AI a prompt and watch it write and then take what they've written and edit it from there. Now, I remember being super curious about AI when I started hearing about it, And so I went in to ChatGPT and I told it to write me an email that I could send to my email list. I described my ideal demographic on the list and told AI to write an email as an affiliate sharing about a specific product that I loved. And honestly, the output was pretty impressive. And that was just with the first response or the first output that it gave me. And so if you struggle in terms of writing copy or keeping up with copy or creating content, AI can be a great tool to add to your toolbox to help you generate some of the content that you're needing to create. And here's what I will say, and I'll dive a little deeper into this in just a bit, but you want to make sure that you're adding in your own voice or stories or tools or all of the above into what the output is. A lot of times when I think about creating content, I think of this framework: story, teach, and then tool. This can work really well, especially if you use AI for the teach part or even the tool part of that framework. Then you can lean heavily on telling the story, which is something that is very unique to you and will still add in your voice and your experience into the content. Number two are email templates. So speaking of writing, sometimes we just need help with a starting point for an email that you're going to send, whether it's to a customer or a client or a brand. You can use AI to create templates that you can reuse over and over and over again that sound friendly and professional, which I know can sometimes be tricky. Now, this is super helpful also if you're needing to train a team member or a new virtual assistant, or you find yourself typing different versions of the same types of emails every single day. Creating email templates is nothing new. It's something that I did very early in my business, but now you can have help in creating those. And I love that creating a template can help increase your productivity as well as your communication. Like having an email template can be a life changer because you can sit down and create something once with a lot of intentionality and directness so that when you are busy or you're checking email on the fly or you don't have 20 minutes to write a thoughtful response, you can lean on a template. So maybe ask yourself, what kind of templates could you create and have for your business? Think of things like your most frequently asked questions or the requests that you're getting, or an autoresponder that helps connect people with the different resources or tools or ways to communicate with you. Essentially, if you are writing an email more than once in your business, it should become a template, and AI can help you create incredible templates for you and your team members to use. Number three is content ideation. So how many of you where you're like, I know I need to be creating content, but what the heck do I need to create? If you're stuck with what type of content to be creating, whether it's on social media or a blog or a podcast or a YouTube channel, head to ChatGPT and say, generate social media content ideas for my bakery, or give me blog topics for my mom blog, and watch AI get to work. What I love about this is it can just help get the juices flowing and get your creativity ready so that you can create things in only the way that you can create them. But having that starting point can feel so much less intimidating than just knowing you need to create something, but not knowing what it is that you want to create. Now, in the past, I've hopped on to Pinterest or Google and used the guided search function, but this is a whole new way to brainstorm and ideate what type of content to create next based off of what people might be searching for. And what I love is that with these platforms, with ChatGPT or different AI platforms, you can keep tailoring your requests to get super clear on what types of ideas you want. So you can be really clear on who is this content for? What is it highlighting? What is the goal of the content? What is the tone of voice that you want to use, and so much more. So it can be an amazing way to brainstorm new topics for you to put your own special spin on. Number four is using AI to generate blog, podcast, or freebie titles, or even email subject lines. Now, my team has started using AI to generate SEO-friendly titles for our blog posts, podcast episodes, Pinterest pins, freebies, email subject lines, and so much more. It is so helpful to sometimes just have a starting point for these things. We have often said that you should spend 90% of your time thinking about the blog title or the email subject line and 10% of your time creating that content, because if people are not opening it, they are not going to enjoy what is inside, right? So the first step is the most crucial one. So if you are someone who struggles with using keywords in a natural way or understanding exactly how keywords can impact things like your searchability on different platforms, AI can be a great way for you to have help in titling your content. This is so critical because you want to make sure that the content that you're working so hard on is getting enjoyed. And so having strategic titles and subject lines can be an incredible way to do that. And there are likely different places in your brand that you can utilize AI to help you name things. We recently just used AI to help us name the different modules inside of one of our paid programs. And so I would literally hop on ChatGPT and be like, give me a name for a module that will teach somebody this. By the end of this module, this person will have this. We want it to be 3 words long. Like, you can get so hyper specific in your asks. And so we have been using it in this way, which is incredible. So number 5 is that you can have AI proofread or improve your existing content. So a lot of times we think about having AI generate content for us from scratch, but most of these tools also allow you to paste existing blocks of text, and then they can improve them, proofread them, or edit them. This can save you a ton of time perfecting your content and also allow you to really embrace the done is better than perfect motto that you've heard me say so many times over the years. I also love that I can learn through the suggested edits and recommendations. And so this can be a really great way. Like, I love creating content. I love writing blog posts. I love sharing about what's working in my life or my business, but I am not always great at connecting the dots or having, you know, perfectly proofread content. So basically having AI there to proofread and offer suggestions on that content is awesome. It's like having an editor on staff at all hours of the day. Number 6 is you can have AI timestamp your video or your podcast episodes. There are tools like Swell AI that can actually write show notes for you. We've actually tried this out, which is really fascinating. But beyond that, it can also timestamp your videos and podcast episodes. So timestamping your content really is just saying, like, at this point of the episode, Jenna talks about this. And what I love is that it can offer a greater user experience. And when it only takes a click of a button, adding this step to your content flow is a no-brainer. This is something that we are exploring with this podcast because I love consuming content. I love consuming YouTube content. I love consuming podcast episodes. But have you ever tuned into an episode or a video and all you needed was just like one tip, or you only cared about one topic in the entire episode, and yet you find yourself wasting so much time trying to find that specific part of the video or episode? Like, I've been there a lot. I will never forget one of my laptop screens cracked and I needed to figure out how to transfer all of that data over to a new computer. And I was on YouTube and I was finding these like 30-minute long videos, and I literally just needed like a 10-second tip that I couldn't figure out. That's all I needed. But I found myself getting so frustrated having to watch these super long videos to find that one 10-second tip. So this is, again, something that we're exploring because a lot of times our listeners want to jump to a specific part of an episode. And so having a tool like this can cut down on the human time required to find the exact information or the data that they are looking for. And it can also just make it easier to enjoy the content. So I love that AI can do this. And this is something that we're going to be pursuing more as a brand. Number 7, and this is something we've used AI for a lot, is job descriptions. So one of the biggest ways that we've been using AI in our business is for writing job descriptions. So we just went through a very interesting transition as a brand and business, creating 2 brand new positions from scratch and then replacing one position as Kylie, the podcast producer, exited to pursue entrepreneurship on her own, which we are so excited about. But we basically had to create these job descriptions. So 2 were brand new roles, roles that we didn't have existing job descriptions for. And so this was amazing. So for example, when we were hiring Kylie's replacement, we jumped onto ChatGPT and asked it to write a description, and we gave it super specific prompts to help us find the right candidate for the job. This saved us so much time, and it also allowed us to get really clear about like what the job entails to help people qualify themselves if they were a good candidate for the position. So one of the things that I love about this is you can give it super specific prompts. So write a job description for a remote podcast producer for the number one marketing podcast in the country. And then I gave more input in terms of, here's what I envision. This person will be responsible for X, Y, and Z. These are the hours. This is what the benefits of the company provide. And so what was amazing is it spit out some incredible job descriptions that we used. And then we kind of infused a little bit more about us and the brand and any specifics into what the AI spit out for us. So if you are hiring and you need help explaining a role or duties, this can be absolutely huge for you. And this was an awesome time saver for us. It's no secret that business owners are under a lot of pressure right now. We're pressured to get more leads, close deals faster, get better insights to create the best experience for customers, and so much more. So how do we manage it all while still ensuring the best customer service? That's where HubSpot comes in. HubSpot is a customer relationship management tool that is easy to set up, intuitive to use, and customizable to the way that you do business. Drag and drop your way to attention-grabbing emails and landing pages, set up marketing automation to give every contact white glove treatment, plus AI-powered tools like Content Assistant mean less time spent on tedious manual tasks and more time for what matters most, your customers. HubSpot has all the tools you need to wow prospects, lock in deals, and improve customer service response times. Let HubSpot take the pressure off your shoulders and get started for free today at HubSpot.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Number eight is you can use AI to generate a quiz. So we love using quizzes in our business. There is an episode coming up all about creating quizzes in your business. And so AI can actually be really helpful with drafting quizzes that you can use for growing your email list. So if you can give AI the main theme and kind of the goal of the quiz, AI can generate some really awesome different question ranges, responses, and ideas for you around what type of questions to be asking that will help guide you closer to the end result that you want for yourself as well as for the user. If creating a quiz is an idea that you have for your business or you want to use a quiz as a lead magnet to grow your email list, I love that AI can help with that. And so you just want to get really clear as someone who is putting the inputs in to get the desired output. You want to get clear on what goals you have for the user, for your own knowledge, and what types of questions you want to ask. And what's amazing is that AI can literally help you crank out a super comprehensive quiz that can cover the basis and really amplify the experience for everyone involved. Number nine is another way that we've been loving AI, which is generating statistics. So if you are someone who has been looking for statistics or data to support your content, AI can find them for you and help legitimize your content and beef out whatever it is that you're talking about. So this has been huge for me because I am someone who really loves data and research in my work, whether it's for this very podcast or in a webinar or a blog post. I want data backed by statistics and research, but that often is super time consuming and you really have to go really deep to prove the legitimacy of the content and make sure that it is timely and accurate. And so having AI pump out stats and interesting facts that we can sprinkle into our content has been a massive support. And it helps us round out our content and share more about the topics that we're discussing. Like, I love sharing my own experience with things, but I also love backing up my experience with data that supports that this won't just work for me. This can also work for you. So for example, in a recent launch, we used AI to generate a ton of statistics and data around social media that I could use in our launch. I was literally saying to AI, like, tell me the average lifespan of a post on Instagram. Tell me the average lifespan of a post on Twitter. And it would give me the data that I was looking for super quickly. And it allowed me to not have to scour the web to find different data points for all these different platforms that I was researching. Lastly, number 10, an idea for you to use AI is to help you write your biography or your about pages. So your about page is likely the most clicked on page besides your homepage of your website. People love to see who is behind the business, the brand, the service, or the product. And so you want to make sure your about page is amazing. And with AI, you can simply provide your resume and some basic information about yourself. And AI can write a biography for you. You can literally copy, paste, tweak, and add your voice in and add it to your website. And boom, you've got an amazing bio. Like, this is something that I need because I have like fun bios, but then a lot of times people will ask for like a formal bio. And I was like, oh man, like I need this. And so AI helped me create one that shares about who I am and what I do and my accomplishments that might be interesting, but in a way that actually fits me and my voice. So if you are also someone who struggles to talk about yourself or what you do or how you serve the world, or if the idea of having an elevator pitch like makes you sweaty, AI can help you. And this can be also a really incredible way to just get that quick bio that you can use in many different places, whether it's a media kit or your emails or on your website. And so again, you can just upload info on who you are and what you do and why you do it. And now you've got yourself a well-written bio. So there you have the 10 easy ways to leverage AI in your business starting today. I hope that this gives you a lot of ideas and excitement around the topic. And before we sign off, I want to share a few quick tips to make the most of AI and to get exactly what it is that you want out of it. So first, I want for you to think about this. What you get as an output is directly relative to what you are putting in for the inputs. So your job is just as important as the artificial intelligence's job in creating something that is actually a solution to what it is that you typed in. So once you type something in, AI will create a piece of content or have a response. Now, this is just the starting line. This is not the finish line. What you can do with AI and what I love about it is that you can respond to it with specific directions to amend the output. So examples include, you could say, this email was perfect. Now make it sound more conversational. Or great blog post. Now generate a few title ideas for it. Or can you take that response and make it into a bulleted list or a 5-paragraph essay? So you don't want to just stop at the first output. You want to get super good at prompting and guiding AI to get you exactly where you want it. There are so many different times where I will tweak the voice of the response or the formatting of the response or continue to guide it to give me the type of output that I want. So I recognize there's a responsibility on me as the person giving the inputs in order to get the desired output. The more specific that you can make your prompts, the better results you're going to have. So do not be afraid to get super specific and nitty gritty with what you want. AI is not going to be rolling its eyes at you. So don't be afraid to kind of get demanding in exactly what you want. Like if you need a different tone of voice or if it missed the mark, do not hesitate to keep pushing. Now, the thing that I love and absolutely have appreciated about AI is that I feel like it's gotten me so much better at asking questions and really getting specific about like, what is the goal and objective of each piece? And how can that content be made specifically to help reach that goal? And so AI has made me so much better at giving prompts and thinking through what are the specific prompts that will help me get closer to the desired output. Now, if you've never used AI before, it's going to take a little bit of time to get used to, but I want to encourage you to try it out. I know that it took me a few weeks to feel comfortable giving it prompts and even just brainstorming like what types of prompts could I? Like I used it one day for my personal life of like, give me 5 different breakfasts that have 20 grams of protein in it. And it like pumped out different things. So there are so many different ways you use it. You could do, you know, give me a packing list for a beach vacation for a family of 4 with a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. And it can pump that kind of stuff out. So there are so many different ways you can use AI in your business, in your life. But just start getting into it and giving it prompts. And let's note that this is still a pretty new technology. It can be a little wonky. It can lock you out at times. It can be overwhelmed at times, but there is no harm in just trying it out. And so ChatGPT has been my favorite platform to try. And I feel like I just always have a tab open. Like as I'm recording this, I have a tab open and I find myself just dropping in prompts to get me excited or to give me ideas or to get me started on something and to get the juices flowing. The next thing that I want to cover is just as business owners, it is really important to understand the legal ramifications when using AI. I remember when it first came out, I was talking with one of my team members and she's like, wait, like, is this legal? Like, how can we use this content? And like, what does that look like? Like, can we just copy ChatGPT and pop it onto the blog? Like, what does that look like? And so one of my friends who was in my mastermind years ago, Paige Griffith, runs an account called The Legal Page. We link to her account in today's show notes and show descriptions. And so she recommends this three-step approach when using AI. So one, be sure to look at the licensing terms and conditions before using AI-generated content. So according to Paige, the majority of AI licenses give you non-exclusive rights to use their content. But the keywords here are non-exclusive, meaning other small businesses may be receiving the same content to use for their business, which is why it is so important to use it as a starting place, not as an ending result. And so that is why we are constantly tweaking and adding in our own voice, stories, experiences, thoughts, strategies to the AI generated content to not only round that content out, but to make it unique. Paige also recommends, number two, to disclaim your use of AI technology in your website terms and services and in your service contracts if that's applicable. This will protect you from other companies accusing you of copyright infringement. So you just want to make sure that in your terms of service or in service contracts, you are disclaiming your use of AI technology. So if you are using AI to help with your client workload, you just want to make sure that you have that disclaimer so that they understand that this could be a part of your process. And what does that look like? And what does that mean for them? And then lastly, Paige says, number three, be careful of registering AI generated works with the US Copyright Office. According to the US Copyright Office in recent publications, you can own content that utilizes AI and it may be copyrightable, but it's all a balancing act regarding the amount that AI played a role in producing that content. You have to ensure that the majority of the work was created by you as a human. So again, just things to be thinking about, nothing to be afraid of, but I wanted to bring this up because I think it poses a really interesting and unique perspective and question on what does this look like in using AI and how does this kind of impact our work and our brand. And if you need a copy and paste AI disclaimer for tip number two, you can head to Paige's shop. We've linked it in today's show notes and description for you so that you can get that website terms and conditions that discloses the use of AI in your business. Again, that is linked in today's show notes and in the description for you. Now, the last thing that I will say is that while AI can help you in so many ways, it is so important to not lose yourself, your personality, your authenticity, and your voice in the process of using it. I love taking it as a starting point and then running with it. So injecting me and my stories and my experiences in and supplementing that content, not using it as the whole of it. You do not want to sound like a robot or rely so heavily on it that you use that powerful connection that only you have and that only you can create. So have so much fun with it. Just make sure that you inject you and the things that you can add to that AI generated content. So there you have it, 10 non-intimidating ways for you to start using AI in your business. These programs that have been coming to the surface have been a total game changer for our business. And we are literally just scratching the surface of what they're capable of and how we plan to use them. My wish for you is that you'll take these tips and just give them a try. Do not go out and fire your virtual assistant, but utilize these tools in conjunction with your team to make everyone's lives a bit easier. I hope you loved today's episode. I can't wait to see what you generate using this new knowledge. And I promise you, do not be afraid and do not wait for the topic of AI to die. I think it is only going to grow over the years. And so might as well use it to your advantage. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals with the help of artificial intelligence, of course.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.